Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 podcast. Today, it is the 27th of May, 2022. And on today's show, we will be discussing the game times that were released by the Big 12 Conference. We have some game times the first 3 weeks of the season. There are a couple beyond that as well. But we talk about those. It's always a fun exercise to go through those. And also, we'll look at some odds for the Heisman Trophy for 2022. Could a Big 12 player be in the mix? There are several of them with odds, pretty far long shots. See if they can get involved in the race and where they sit in terms of the odds right now. That and more coming up on today's show.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Once again, Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 podcast. Thank you all for joining us. Note number one, send us your questions for the Monday mailbag. You guys can do it by commenting questions on any of the videos. You guys can also go to our community section where there is always a tab for Monday mailbag questions. Also, you guys can find us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You guys can find me at Josh Neighbors _. Also, we still have openings for some of the podcasts in our conference: Kansas State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia. All of those are still open. UCF does not have a host, and Houston does not have a host. So if you all are interested in those podcasts, you guys can reach out to me on Twitter, DM me there, or you guys can email me jneighbors0@gmail.com. That's jneighbors0@gmail.com. I can put you in touch with the right people, get you guys in the right track, and see if you might be a fit for us here at Locked On. Many of you are great people. Love you all. I did not make those decisions about who gets to do them. But if you guys have any interest in becoming a Locked On host, there's availability there as well for those. All right. Also, Iowa State does not have one either. Today's show, guys, I mentioned we are going to be discussing the game times that were released. Now, there's always such a, wouldn't say a fuss about game times, but it is kind of this weird tradition that everybody, you know, gets really excited or does not get really excited. You know, people have differing opinions about game times. I know there were some people who were upset about the announcements of Texas and Alabama playing an 11 a.m. game, which I somewhat sympathize with, but also, you know, it's Fox has the rights to those. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, it's always kind of all over the place. And I do find it funny, you know, a lot of the conversations about certain game times. And there is some talk that, hey, one of the reasons why OU wanted to leave the Big 12 is that they were tired of playing noon games all the time. Well, they do have some night games as well. Bedlam was at night last year. TCU game was at night last year. The West Virginia game was at night. I think I'm not positive TCU one was. The West Virginia one, I know, was for sure a night game. But they did have some night games that were mixed in there last year. It wasn't all noon games. But I know some people were upset about, you know, those game times for OU. But you know, the nice thing about this schedule, the first 3 weeks, at least, there are some good non-conference games involving Big 12 teams. So if you kind of look at that, for there's week zero games. So it's Hawaii and Vanderbilt, UConn, Utah State, Wyoming and Illinois. The big one everybody's talking about is the one in Dublin, Ireland at Aviva Stadium. It's Nebraska and Northwestern. There's Nevada and New Mexico State, Charlotte, FAU, North Texas, is playing UTEP, Austin Peay, Western Kentucky, Duquesne, Florida State, Florida A&M, and North Carolina. Those are all week zero games that are happening on Saturday, August 27th. All right. We really, you know, the real season begins on September 1st. That's the Thursday night. And there are some interesting matchups. Penn State plays Purdue. You know, Tennessee's got some expectations this year. They open up against Ball State. Louisiana Tech goes to Missouri. I'll be watching that one a little bit. While I have the backyard brawl, and because really that is the big game. Now there are two Big 12 games to open up the season on that Thursday night. Have a look at the schedule right up. Oh, there it is. It was up and now it's gone. Schedule right here. Central Michigan and Oklahoma State, 6 o'clock Central time. They're on FS1 on Thursday night. And then the big one, the backyard brawl at 6 PM Central time, between West Virginia and Pittsburgh. And this one's going to be at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. So this rivalry is going to be renewed. And this is one that, you know, it's been a minute since we've seen these two teams play. The last time they played, it was 2011. West Virginia ends up beating Pitt 21-20. These two teams have played some iconic games over the course of the years. And, this has always been a great rivalry. And I'm actually really glad for West Virginia's sake. West Virginia has renewed two of my favorite rivalries, at least in the Eastern area. They've renewed their Pitt rivalry. West Virginia's renewed their Pitt rivalry, and West Virginia has renewed their rivalry with Virginia Tech. So the Backyard Brawl and the battle, I think it's the Black Diamond Trophy is what they call it. West Virginia gets the win last year in a pretty fun game between them and the Hokies. And so, this is fantastic that we're going to be able to see these teams collide again, Pitt and West Virginia. Now, Pitt lost a lot, right? They lose Kenny Pickett. They lose Jordan Addison. They lose back a quarterback as well. So, Pitt is in some serious flux. West Virginia, it's a really exciting opportunity, really exciting chance. Actually, the opening line on this was 6 points. West Virginia is a 6-point dog. Thinking early on, I might want to take West Virginia in the points. I know we got no idea what's happening. That's kind of an enticing line there. And if they go off that start, hey, they might hit that over on the season, right, for wins. Now, they have a challenging non-conference schedule. The West Virginia Mountaineers do this this season. One more time. I know at least they have Pitt and they have Virginia Tech. Yeah, so they have Pitt, Virginia Tech. Towson's not that difficult for them, but those are the games that they have in the non-conference. So at Pitt, at West Virginia, yikes, that's a really difficult tandem of games that the Mountaineers have to start off their non-conference. Well, at least in the first four games of the season, they have those as non-conference games. It's very difficult. But it's going to be exciting, right? We want to see games like that. And I think, West Virginia fans, I know they're difficult games. I know they're both on the road, but look, they both come and visit you. Tech already went to you. Pitt will come play, play you at West Virginia in Morgantown. And so you have to be really excited about that. The other game we have to mention is Oklahoma State hosting Central Michigan. This feels like one of those games they might play close. It feels like Oklahoma State usually has some of those run-ins, with some of those teams, but opportunity for them to get off the season on a nice start. Then you look at Friday night, so Tennessee Tech at Kansas on Big 12 now, and then TCU Colorado is the late game. You got Illinois and Indiana is going to happen, Western Michigan and Michigan is going to be on ESPN. Old Dominion is going to host Virginia Tech on ESPNU. Temple and Duke is also that night, but really TCU and Colorado, I would say from a competitive standpoint, is probably up there with Illinois and Indiana for best game that you're going to see. And there's a lot of questions about Indiana, how good they're going to be. Can Tom Allen's team bounce back in Illinois? I think there is some gathering excitement around Brett Bielema's program. So just mentioning that, just to kind of give you guys an idea of what these teams are competing against in terms of the big TV schedule. Then we get to Saturday, and you'll take a look right here at the Big 12 games happening on Saturday. SEMO at Iowa State, 1 o'clock Central Time on Big 12 now. Excuse me, that's on ESPN Plus. Fox, Oklahoma gets a Fox game at 2:30 to play UTEP to open up the season. So obviously highlighting Brent Venables there, highlighting the new regime at OU as they host UTEP from Conference USA. Albany goes to Baylor, Big 12 now, 6 p.m. Central Time. South Dakota is at Kansas State on Big 12 now, 6 o'clock Central Time. Louisiana Monroe at Texas on the Longhorn Network, and then Murray State at Texas Tech to wrap things up there in week one. So just want to mention, those games, obviously, I know we don't all love Big 12 now, ESPN Plus, but look, guys, that's part of that is going to also be, the future, I think, for the Big 12 is they're going to have a streaming partner. That to me is kind of the one of the most likely scenarios. So kind of get used to seeing that in certain platforms. And we have, we've seen plenty of that over the course of the years. We've seen a lot of those games, but the big games really that you're looking at on that Saturday, Oregon and Georgia in a neutral site game. That game is going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. That one's going to be happening 3:30 ABC, always a big time slot, always a big game. Cincinnati and Arkansas, future Big 12 member, they play at 3:30 on ESPN on the road. They're going to be playing that one. So it's, you know, exciting for them to go to Razorback Stadium there, you know, whatever it is now. I think it's Donald K. Reynolds Stadium. I forget what the entire name is. BYU's at South Florida, the obviously new incoming member there. Utah and Florida, it's a really interesting game on the road at the Swamp happening that night. And then also, you know, the nightcap, the really big game of the evening, Notre Dame and Ohio State in Columbus. Notre Dame, 14.5 point dogs to start off. Also, the Sunday night game, FSU and LSU, and then Clemson, Georgia Tech is the Monday night game. Just to give you guys an idea of how things are setting up right now. But you know, mentioned that BYU had the game. I want to mention Houston plays UTSA also this weekend. Then UCF, their opening game of the 2022 campaign, they host South Carolina State. So that's where those incoming schools will be. All right, let's look at week two in a second. But first, quick word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you all by our friends at BetOnline and BetOnline.net. Go to BetOnline today. When you all do, use the promo code LOCK15. I did that in the last podcast I did too. Use no promo code. Go to BetOnline and BetOnline.net today. Sorry, folks. When you guys go to BetOnline, you can find odds for a lot of these college football games. You can find scores, news, all that kind of stuff. But you can find odds for NASCAR and boxing and F1 and NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, all that stuff you guys can find at BetOnline and BetOnline.net. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. All right, so now we are going to fast forward to week number two in the college football schedule. These games taking place, you'll see it's not what I want to show you all. It's the old schedule, but we do have game times for these. Alabama and Texas is your 11 a.m. game. Now, people are upset about this. I know Texas fans are not thrilled, but you got to understand why they're doing this, all right? They're doing this because for Fox, they have the rights to, you know, Big Noon, this game, and also Big Noon kickoff, right? So you think about that, having Big Noon kickoff, it doesn't make sense for them to put this game late in the evening. Why? Why would they want to have a game or their big pregame show from 9 to 12 and then not follow it up with a premier game? That is their premier game. Doesn't make much sense. Biggest game, you know, the game with the biggest ratings last year was noon on Fox. And so they want to capitalize off that. I know, look, I don't love it. I would love to see those two teams play under the lights. That's just me. That is my preference. But, you know, I'm not a television exec. And we have to understand, obviously, what that group of people is thinking, right? We have to know that, hey, look, they're just trying to maximize their viewership window the best they can, and really can't fault them for that. And trying to get the most eyes on both their pregame show and on the game itself. Also, on this day, and once again, Alabama, Texas, we'll talk more about that as we get closer. Missouri and Kansas State, that one's going to not really rival it, but it's on at the same time, I should say. I'll have my eyes on that as Missouri alum. 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Houston at Texas Tech, FS1, 3 o'clock. Iowa State and Iowa on the Big Ten Network, that one at 3 o'clock Central Time. Kansas and West Virginia, our first Big 12 conference game of the year, 5 o'clock Central Time on Big 12. Now, Kent State and Oklahoma is on Sooner Vision on ESPN+. Arizona State and Oklahoma State, 6:30 on ESPN2. Tarleton State and TCU on Big 12 Now at 7. And Baylor at BYU on ESPN at 9:15 Central Time. So I usually like to say, I think week two, in my opinion, at times can really take a step back. This week too is chock full of really good football games, especially in the Big 12 conference. I mean, think about, you know, obviously we know that the Texas game against Alabama is the headliner, but Missouri and Kansas State, that's an old Big 12 rivalry. Those two getting back together. Houston, Texas Tech, a preview of two teams going to be in the conference together. The Cy-Hawk Trophy, our first conference game between Kansas and West Virginia. Arizona State and Oklahoma State is a fun game out of conference, and Arizona State's hurting, but it's a fun out of conference game. Baylor at BYU, a rematch of those two schools playing last year. Baylor really took advantage of BYU last year and played a great game. We'll see. Can BYU get them back at home? It's going to be cool to get a look at at Baylor, a Big 12 team in a new stadium that we're going to see them in 2023 and beyond. we can start getting used to those road trips with games like this. So it's, you know, I think it's very exciting. This weekend, if you want to highlight in time slots, Bama, Texas, early on, Seahawk Trophy for the second one, because that's always a really compelling game. Third window, the mid to late, Arizona State and Oklahoma State, and then BYU and Baylor. I mean, there is going to be, folks, 12 hours of Big 12 football on from 11 a.m. to 9:15. I mean, you can find any game that you want. That, you know, depending on how late that game goes, you know, you're getting pretty close. To almost 12 straight hours of Big 12 football, compelling games in every time slots. We gotta love what's gonna happen in week 2, 4-hour conference. All right, one more quick word from our sponsors, then we'll look at the third week of the schedule, and also we'll save the Heisman odds for a different time. We'll just do the game schedules and stuff today. All right, guys, today's show is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Go to built.com today. It's built.com. Use the promo code LOCK15, LOCKED15, LOCK15, for 15% off at built.com today. All right, so the final week we're going to look at is the third week of the season. There is plenty to like here. Oklahoma at Nebraska. That one is on Fox at 11 a.m. Texas State and Baylor. That one's a rematch again. Last year, it's a return trip. Baylor went to San Marcos last season. Towson at West Virginia is at noon. Ohio at Iowa State, Big 12 now at 1 o'clock Central. Tulane and Kansas State, Big 12 now at 2 p.m. Kansas and Houston. Kansas not getting the easiest start to that schedule. 3 o'clock Central Time on ESPNU. A look ahead for what we might see in the future. Pine Bluff at Oklahoma State at 6 o'clock Central Time. Texas Tech and NC State is at 6 p.m. And UTSA, the Roadrunners, go to Texas, Longhorn Network, at 7 o'clock there. So, that if I had to pick which games are most compelling to me, I would definitely say, obviously, you have to circle Oklahoma and Nebraska. It was a close finish game last year. Nebraska is supposed to be better this year. We'll get some real clarity on that when those two teams play in week number 3. I love Kansas at Houston just to see how that looks. Texas Tech and NC State, too, should be fun. NC State, guys, is a really good team that would have made a lot of conference championship games or come close or been competitive if they did not have a juggernaut in Clemson in their division. They're actually a team, guys, that when we talk about getting rid of divisions in the ACC, I think NC State stands to gain maybe the most out of a lot of these schools. If you go back and you look kind of the ACC standings throughout the years, NC State is a team that, you know, has always had to deal with the fact that, once again, Clemson is in their division, and they've had, you know, a lot of teams that feel like, you know, are close to like 9-3 teams, right? You know, so 9-3, 8-4 teams, you know, that would be able to get themselves in some relative contention, but haven't been able to, you know, and look, they, let's see, I'm trying to think. Cause yeah, they're tied for third back in 2020 COVID season, obviously. 2019, they were actually, that was one year they were really bad in 2019. They're towards the bottom, so not really helping Oregon, but, you know, they had a couple really good teams. You know, they had a team that was, let's see, overall in conference, they were a 9-3 team back in 2018, 2017. I believe they had a good team as well. Yeah, that team on the year was 8-4, finished second in the league. So you all are seeing, you know, schools like NC State are going to have a good benefit from these games, or, you know, from the lack of divisions. So they're usually a good team, and Texas Tech is going to get that test. I actually want to see the Red Raiders on the road. What does this offense look like? Hostile environment at night. I think it's a good challenge for them. And then also, I know Jeff Traylor's group did lose a decent amount over at UTSA, but I'm excited to see the Roadrunners go on the road to Texas. That could be a letdown spot, or Texas might be mad after their game against Bama. We'll see what happens. And UTSA, so that's a pretty interesting game to me on the Longhorn Network. The last game I have to mention, I know there's some other games that have game time scheduled out. We don't know what the time of OU and Texas is going to be. I'd assume it's Red River, so it's going to be, you know, the noon game. I think it's the way it's always supposed to work. West Virginia and Virginia Tech. That game is set for week number 4. Usually don't schedule these games that far in advance. 7:30 on ESPN for sure is going to be West Virginia against Virginia Tech at Lane Stadium in a night game. on that Thursday night, Thursday, September 22nd. So we know for sure that we're going to have a night game there between Virginia Tech and West Virginia. Exciting stuff, y'all. It's fun just kind of on a Friday, look through these games, think about, you know, put yourself in your shoes in a couple months from now when we're thinking, all right, these games are a week or two away, just to look at those schedules, see some game times, know what time, you know, if you're going to the games, you're going to get there to be tailgating, all those kinds of things. It's exciting to know all that kind of stuff. So nice. I know we're just kind of going through the schedule, but it's just even fun to do that. All right. Follow me on Twitter at @JoshNeighbors_. Find the show wherever y'all get your podcast and on YouTube as well. Follow us on Twitter at @LOBig12. Once again, follow me at @JoshNeighbors. Leave us your questions for the mailbag as well. All right, friends. Till next time, as always, stay safe.